Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Development of Workers, June 3, 1897. Portions of this manuscript are published in 9 MR 151 to 152. God calls upon helpers, physicians, and students to be consecrated, God-fearing men and women, to put away all foppery and self-made dignity, and to be active and earnest in His service. They should know what they are expected to do, and then put their mind and heart into the work. The Word of God does not discourage activity, but it guides it in the right direction, and represses it, that it shall not be so far-reaching that no fruit is seen. As the roots must be confined to a certain space, in order for the plant to perfect its blossoms, so it is with workers. If they spread too far in their effort, if they are allowed to run where they will, nothing is accomplished. But if their roots strike down deep, the workers will grow upward. Their characters will be beautified, and their tendrils will entwine round God. Oh, for good old-fashioned piety! Man may advance, he may rise. The Bible flashes light on his pathway, that he may walk safely, that he may become God's own true worker. This word tells him that he may be an heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. It presents before him the unsearchable riches of heaven, an eternal weight of glory. The peace of heaven is his if he follows the Word of God. All our powers are to be employed as God shall direct. They are to be sanctified, ennobled, elevated. What a reward will be given to the faithful worker! His work, its value abated not one jot, will tell for itself in the kingdom of glory. Those who are placed in responsible positions should feel it their duty to recognize talent. They should learn how to use men and how to advise them. If mistakes are made, they should not withdraw themselves, thinking it easier to do the work themselves than to educate others. Those who are learning should be patiently instructed, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Every effort should be made, by precept and example, to teach them right methods. Many of those who have responsibilities laid upon them, who are chosen to be presidents of conferences, are not selected because of their perfection of character, or because of their superior knowledge, but because the Lord signified that if they would be humble enough to learn and not think they were all ready to graduate, He would teach them His way. There is much for men in responsible positions to learn. When men feel that their ideas are without a flaw, it is time for them to change their position from president to that of a learner. When they think that their ideas, their judgment, should be accepted without question, they show that they are unfit for their position. God sees not as man sees. Whatever position a man may be called to fill, his judgment is not to be regarded as unerring. His entrusted responsibility makes it far more needful than it otherwise would be for him to be free from all egotism and willing to receive counsel. The idea that one man's mind and judgment can mold and direct important interests, and that he can be regarded as a voice for the people, is a great evil, and has endangered, and still continues to endanger, the one who is placed in a position of responsibility, and those also who cooperate with him. God has not given to any one man all the wisdom, and wisdom will not die with him. Those placed in positions of trust should modestly regard the opinions of others as worthy of respect and as likely to be correct as their own. They should remember that God has made other men just as valuable as they are, and that God is willing to teach and guide these men. Those placed in positions of trust should have connected with them as helpers, men whose minds do not run in exactly the same lines as their own. To every man has been given talents, according to his several ability. One mind may have a larger scope than another. When men are linked together, each supplies the other's deficiency, and thus they are a complete whole. But one man cannot bear the responsibilities which necessarily fall upon him if he is placed in sacred office. God would have his people linked together, doing his work in perfect harmony.